Go ahead.
Okay, welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting for October 26th, 2020, 7 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
May please make a note that Peggy is wearing a sweater like it's winter time.
Peggy's hands are as cold as if it was winter. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Here.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
And Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay, we are good. We have a quorum.
Okay. Well, I have two things I want to discuss in my mayor's report. So the first one is the election, which I think we all know is November 3rd. So I just wanted to reiterate that I was in contact with the county clerk, Christine Hanlon, because we all know that we have issues in Roosevelt with our addresses and how we receive mail and send mail with our post office boxes and physical address. But the official word that I received from Christine by phone, but she also put it in writing, is that if you haven't voted yet, please use your physical address, your street address. Don't put your post office box on there. I know that's been a problem in the past with the post office, but for this election, don't use your post office box. Use just your street address.
I use post office box and my address.
Yeah, I mean,
they accepted it already.
It'll probably be okay. Well, they received it, but that doesn't mean that it theoretically couldn't be rejected because it doesn't match.
No, it's already been certified.
Okay.
I told you about that when I spoke with you.
Yeah. Possible that, I mean, I've been on the phone with them for weeks about this, so they're aware of us in Roosevelt because there's been so many phone calls back and forth. But going forward, it's...
They wanted to know how I could live 60 years in the post office box.
And also, if you haven't voted, probably the most expedient way to do it would be to use a Dropbox, because the mail can be a little bit slow. So I would highly recommend, if you haven't voted, use one of the drop boxes. The closest one to Roosevelt is in Allentown, in front of their Borough Hall, which 8 North Main Street. And also the Freehold Township Board of Elections, which is the side entrance on the Halls Mills Road.
And if you vote there, you can walk in and they'll certify it right there. You give them your drivers. I did that. My wife and I did that. And what you do is you give them you fill out a short form with your name, your address, and the signature. And then they give you and then you show them your driver's license to make sure it's you. And they certify your vote right there.
Good. Yeah.
There's the lines. There are lines. There was a line, but they move very, very fast.
Good.
Very pleasant experience, I must say.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you're welcome to mail it, but I just think that our best option is to put it in the drop box.
That's what I think too.
So the second thing I would like to discuss is the generator for Borough Hall. Okay, I'm gonna, it's getting late in the season. We are, everyone knows that with climate change, we have this crazy weather now. It's very warm outside now, and it's going to be 26 degrees by this weekend. We also have a hurricane coming. We're supposed to have torrential rain on Thursday from whatever the latest hurricane is. Also, Kathleen and I were discussing it. We have the election coming up. The Borough Hall must be open for our election. Because people can come here and cast a provisional vote. So that would be a really poor situation if we lost power and we didn't have and people were not able to come to the Borough Hall, that would be really an unacceptable situation. So it's getting late in the season, and I think that we really have to act on getting a generator. So I've gone over with Anna all the figures. I'm just going to go over them right now. So one of the quotes we got was from Dustin Mechanical. That was $21,000, but it did not include the professional drawings. They're called raised seal drawings. So Dustin would have to go out and get those drawings, and we have no idea what that cost at all. We have no idea. Power Equipment gave us a quote of $63,000. Now, Roberts Engineering is charging a $20,000 fee to prepare the specs.
Right, which we don't need.
And then lastly, the state contractor for the generator is, it's hard to say, Warshauer Generator. And their quote is $38,752. So because it's-
And does that include those bid drawings?
Yes, it includes because they're a state
contractor,
like everything's included. Now,
including a warranty for so many years, whatever it is.
Right.
Five years.
5 year warranty.
That's now, pretty good.
As far as repairing, what we've been told is the flywheel is no longer available. The Cooper company wanted almost $1,000 to just come out and look at it.
Yeah, right. They're fancy.
I don't think we have a lot of time to spare. We've been discussing this for a very long time. And I'm truthfully nervous about the weather getting cold, the storms, and our power going out. One thing in the summer, when the Borough Hall was closed, it was warm. So things don't seem quite as crucial when, as long as you're in your house and you're warm. But now with the cold weather coming, I'm very nervous about any kind of storm that we get and the generator fails again. So
I want to interject about the weather. I was clicking my remote control on my television, and I hit a football game in Kansas City Chiefs football game. And believe it or not, folks, this is Kansas City. This is not Montana or South Dakota. There was snow on the ground.
So, I think there's going to be snow.
This is a little early for that, but you never know. And we can't, if we want to serve the community in the right way, the way we should and the way we've been doing, we have to move. We can't play games anymore.
Yeah, I think there's supposed to be snow this weekend in the higher elevations near here. And because I just felt bad for the kids trick-or-treating, but
it's been snowing in Minnesota for a long time now.
Crazy. So what I asked Greg to prepare a resolution. So what I would like to do is put a resolution to hire Warshauer to install a new generator. I'd like to put that on now so that we can take a vote tonight. Because I just think to wait till November is not a good idea.
Not too late. Yeah, we can't wait. But the point is, can we have a not to exceed number?
We have the quote from them.
So, okay. Not to exceed, put in another $1,000 and not to exceed.
Is that feasible, Greg?
Well, Anna actually prepared the resolution. I just reviewed it. It was great. And the CFO certified the amount of the proposal, which is because it's a state contract, which is the functional equivalent of a bid. Yeah, you have to award it for that amount, not any contingency.
No. Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
And that means that's in concrete.
Okay, and just as an FYI, Steve Mountmucker and myself were at Dr. Cooper today. The parts are available to repair it, but the entire cost would be in excess of $15,000, which is the price of a new generator. So, I think Steve was going to do a report later, but I believe the committee thinks that Warshauer would be the way to go.
Good.
So we're all on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did find the ring gear, the flywheel, and we did find a starter that would cost about $1,500. But when we talked to Cooper, their chart, they put two technicians on it at $171 an hour each. So they ran the price up real quick. So I think your approach seems best.
Well, just,
by the way, one more thing. Also, there's a switch that they have to put in, and that's included in the contract.
Wash hour would supply the switch also.
Right.
And the
that's the point. They wash hours including the switch, which in some of the other contracts was extra. So I believe truly that this is the best way to go.
Good.
It's also the most expeditious, and I think that's one of the points here is as well.
Absolutely, I agree.
So can we put this on?
There are additional warranties that could be bought for less than $1,000 also.
Oh, that's good to know. So we can put this on now, Greg? This resolution?
Yes, you... Someone would have to make a motion to amend the current agenda to put it under new business.
I do that right now.
And we need a second as well.
Second.
Well,
and this motion is just to put it under new business. Is that correct? This motion is just to put this resolution
for
the generator under new business, and then we'll move it then, right?
No, we can do it now.
Okay.
You're changing the agenda. You can do it right now.
I'll let the clerk take the roll call on that motion in a second.
Okay. Yeah, but Lou has a question. We are doing it and putting it under new business, or he said he wanted to know if it could be done right now.
We're changing the order of business to do this right now. So the first thing is we'll change the order of business, which I move.
Well, we're under the mayor's report still, is that correct?
That's true, yes.
Yes, we are.
We can always rearrange the order of business to have this come up first, but I'd rather it be in the agenda proper, if we could.
Okay. It makes sense to me.
Okay, so roll call, Mr. Dermody?
This is to change.
So this is put it under new business.
Put it under new business.
So we don't need a motion.
Luke Dermody, Mr. Esikoff.
Why do we have to vote now? We're going to do it under new business.
Just voting to add it to new business.
Because it wasn't on the published agenda.
Okay.
And we also have members of the public here. Members of the public who might want to say something before that. In the public section too.
I dare Michael Tickner to say something that different.
But as long as we're doing this.
Wait, let me finish this vote, please. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, so that's now this resolution will be amended. Amending the agenda to add that resolution under new business.
Okay, what else?
20-99, is it?
Can you?
Resolution 20-99?
Yes.
Okay.
So I know we just voted for that, but Mr. Dermody doesn't feel well at all. So I was hoping to actually put it, vote immediately because I know he doesn't feel well and he may not be able to stay for the whole meeting. But given that we just voted to put it under new business, can we at least
change the order of business?
Change the order of business so that new business goes before committee reports?
Yeah, I'll make that motion to change it and rearrange the order of business to allow this to occur before the committee reports. So new business will come up before committee reports.
I'm second that.
Thank you, guys.
All right. All it, Greg, all in favor, fine? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, end of my report. We come to public comment, agenda items only at 7:16. Anything from the public on the agenda items? Anyone like to speak?
No.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Nobody, and there's no one else, no other public in attendance or on Zoom.
So we close the public comment on agenda items at 7:16.
Okay.
Correspondence is we have an email from Donna Taylor resigning from the planning board effective January 1st, 2021. I'm really sorry to lose Donna. She's been on our planning board since she became the tax assessor, and she did a marvelous job. She was a pleasure to work with, but fortunately for her daughter and unfortunately for us, she actually, everything's changed with the virus, and her daughter will be working from home from here on in, and so Donna will be babysitting for her grandchildren.
Is she, but she'll still be the assessor?
Yes, yeah, she just can't come to, she can't be part of the planning.
That's a good thing too.
Yeah. Okay, we come to approval of minutes. We have, first we have the regular meeting minutes from September 29th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Somebody make a motion, first motion
to approve.
I so moved.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Any roll discussion? Call. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
I think I have to abstain because I don't think I was there for that one.
That's correct.
You were exactly correct.
Yeah.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from October 13th, 2020.
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Roll call?
Mr. Dermody?
I believe I was absent that meeting.
Yes. So you're going to abstain?
Okay, I'll abstain.
Okay. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
Minutes pass. Come to resolutions. We have resolution 20-96, payment of bills for October 26, 2020.
I move that we pay the bills.
I'll second.
Who second?
Was that you, Chad?
Me or Lou. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You take it. You take the responsibility.
All right.
You could have a lot of money if it doesn't work.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
We come to resolution 20-97, resolution in support of designating the borough of Roosevelt as a stigma-free community. So I'm going to read the first couple of paragraphs. I think it's all in your packet, so you can read, because it's pretty long. But it's basically designating, whereas the Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders, along with the Monmouth County Department of Human Services, supports the designation of a stigma-free community in every municipality. And the Board of Chosen Freeholders unanimously passed a resolution supporting the designation of Monmouth County as a stigma-free community. And it recognizes that 1 in 4 Americans has experienced mental illness, including substance use disorders, in a given 1 in 4 in a given year, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. And basically, this is talking about, you know, where Roosevelt aims to be a community where we don't attach any stigma to any of our residents who might be suffering from any one of a number of emotional issues or mental health issues. I feel like we are a community that already practices that, but this is an official resolution. So can I have a motion to approve 2097?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-98, the 2021 Software Support and License Agreement with Edmonds and Associates Incorporated. And this is continuing our contract with Edmonds.
And just to make a note, there was no price increase.
Right, there was no price increase.
I'll move that.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll, any discussion? Roll call.
All right, so that's a motion to adopt. Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, 2098 passes.
Okay, so now 2099.
Are we doing new business? Is this, well,
this is for new business.
Yeah, but old business is on the agenda before new business.
Yeah, but we made a motion to move.
Oh, to put right after, yeah. Right. Okay, right after the resolution. Okay, so we have resolution 20-99, awarding a contract for Generac, for a Generac 30 kW generator for the Borough Hall. And I'll actually read it. Whereas the mayor and council of the Borough of Roosevelt are in need of a 30 kW generator for the Borough Hall. Whereas the Borough of Roosevelt wishes to purchase under state contract number T2732, a Generac 30 kW generator from Warshauer Generator LLC, Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, in the amount of $38,752. Whereas in accordance with the requirements of local public contract law, NJSA 40:11-12, and the regulations promulgated thereunder, the purchase of goods and services by local contracting units without competitive bids is authorized from the vendor and state contracts. Whereas the borough's chief financial officer has certified the availability of funds in the amount of $38,752. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and council of the borough of Roosevelt that the borough hereby authorizes the purchase of a Generac 30 kW generator under state contract number T2732 from Warshauer Generator for a total amount, very redundant, $38,752. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution, certified by the borough clerk to be a true copy, be forwarded to the following. Number one, Washower Generator LLC. Number two, the borough treasurer. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. I have a few questions about it. This does have a warranty.
I believe a 5-year warranty.
Because on the information that I have, it says that a 5-year warranty is available additionally for $695 plus tax. And I don't
know. There's also a 5-year warranty included in the purchase.
Okay, so we start out with a 5-year warranty that comes with the unit.
Right.
Initially, right. Yeah. And then we can purchase additional warranty.
Extended warranty.
That's right, extended warranty.
We should speak with Washauer and confirm exactly which warranty is which, because there's a 5-year, a 7-year, and a 10-year additional warranty if we want. So what comes with which warranty, we should find out.
Well, the additional one, I think it's 5-year initially, that comes with the shooting match. And then
parts and labor is the first 5 years, I believe.
Right. And then after that, you can buy. It's like buying a new car.
Car warranty, right.
Essentially the same thing.
And the warranty price, if we want to purchase an additional warranty of $695 for a 5-year, is that a one shot? You pay $695, you get an additional 5-year warranty, or is that $695 a month? What's the terms with that? Do you know?
$65 for the 5 years. My understanding.
We should find that out.
We should. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, before we sign off on all of that, also, we've had some problems with rodents and snakes and that kind of thing. I really think we ought to take care of, make sure we secure the unit and protect it. Since it's a brand new unit, we don't want somebody to reach in to grab conduit and instead get an anaconda. So, you know, I don't think you want that to happen. And I think we need to have someone additionally and right away install some sort of protective structure around it to eliminate that possibility that we have rodents gnawing away at the electric system.
I think our local people can do that. I think we spoke about that. And we spoke about doing it for some of the other generators also.
Yeah, but let's make sure we do that concurrently with this if we can.
Well,
I agree.
Good point.
Any other discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Marker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
2099 passes.
I have a quick question about this. Did they give any indication as to when they can install the unit?
I don't have that information.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Joe, do you have any information on that?
I do not.
I'll text Donna and see if she knows.
Yeah, so there are a few questions. One is about what is the nature of the warranties, the extended warranties. Another is when it could get installed. Another is it rodent and vermin proof already? So there are additional questions. I say we should pass it and then sit somebody from Warshauer down and figure the rest of these fine points out.
Yeah, I just wanted to get this moving.
It's passed.
It's passed, yeah.
It's already passed.
No, that's why. We may not know the answer to every question we have, but I wanted to get this moving because with the weather changing and the election, well, obviously it's not going to begin by the election, but just...
No, that's all well taken, but we should get these other questions answered.
I think that the only extras that we would have is if we take an extended warranty, because there is a 5-year warranty on this, and maybe whatever it costs to build a vermin-proof shed.
Right.
Well, for all we know, it's vermin proof already. We have no idea. So we should ask.
Can you believe that it would be?
Yes.
Or an outdoor outfit?
I have a whole house generator.
That's fine. If it is, then we save money. That's it. Simple as that.
All right. Well, we just, now that we pass this, we can get, the rest of our questions answered, but we can start moving on this.
Okay. I do want to report that Luke Dermody had to leave the meeting.
Okay.
He is out at 7:28 p.m. Okay.
Okay, so we will go back into our regular order and come to report of committee chairs. So Mr. Dermody is off. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
Well, you saw what Anna did. And what everybody else that works for the borough did, I think we're doing extremely well.
Lou, can I interrupt you for a second? I just heard from Anna, and she doesn't know when Warshauer can install, but I'm sure she'll find out tomorrow, knowing Anna. So.
Yeah, most of those things, they won't be able to give you a definitive time until an order has been placed.
No.
So they receive the purchase order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to find out tomorrow, but.
Are these large generators, are they that popular? I know that the household ones.
Well, that's it, and that's
there's a long wait. There's a long wait for the
fall in front of you, Lou. Anna just said she thinks there's a shortage of home generators, but
right.
Thinking about a shortage of commercial generators.
Right.
But she's going to find out tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lou. You can go back to
the agenda.
Finish?
I think
it's okay. Councilmember Hamilton, finance?
Well, we didn't have an official finance meeting, but of course the subject of discussion among a bunch of council members was the purchase of this generator. And I think we kind of covered it all around. And I think everybody's done a good job of looking into it and trying to get all the quotes and analyze whether or not it was better to get a new generator or to repair the old one. And I think a bunch of the council persons and Mayor Malkin were quite active with that. And Anna put together a lot of the information too. So I think we're okay on that. We have plenty of funds in our regular budget. This does not come out of the utility budget. This will come out because it only runs Borough Hall and anything related to that. So I think it's plants and grounds in the regular municipal budget, not the very limited utility budget. So I'm really glad about that because that's always a very tight budget and we don't like to have additional expenses in that budget if we can. So I think it's a good idea. I'm glad we passed that resolution and we have a new generator coming in because it is important and I think it's a worthwhile expenditure. And again, we have plenty of money. We can move some things around in our budget and it works.
Better work.
and doesn't break down. We also have to make sure we have adequate maintenance on it. So if wash hour will do the maintenance or we have a good company to do the maintenance that has parts availability for it, that would be prudent.
I think the contract
standpoint, I have a full house generator and as part of our contract, they come twice a year, beginning of the spring, early summer, and then again before winter. Check it out, do some maintenance. And mine I've had for 7 years and it's never failed. It does a test run every Saturday at noon, never misses, and it's also it's never failed. So and mine's just a small house generator. So
another thing that comes up is making sure that the other generators that run the utilities are in good repair. And we have good service on those and they don't go down because that could be an even worse crisis if you can't keep those running. And we have had problems with them when we have had extended power outages. They're not designed, I don't think, to run for weeks at a time. Puts a lot of stress on those generators, I think.
Yeah, we were thinking about asking Marshall. As far as me, you know, when we find out exactly how they maintain the Borough Hall generator to see if that, you know, what we could come up with in maintaining our other generators.
At the same
time. Yeah, so I think we need to think about them as a system and make sure that all of them are maintained and working and fully functional.
I think Anna and I were talking about it, discussing it, and we're going to try to get them to give us some kind of a contract or some kind of an agreement that when they come to do this their generator, they'll do the others. And that would be save us a problem and it'll save them a trip. And it could be less expensive that way.
Good. I don't have anything else under finance and I think we've covered most of the ground regarding the generator. Yeah. End of report.
Okay.
Councilmember Maher, Public Works.
Yes, don't have much to say, but
this
Saturday.
Say this early. This new. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. this Saturday I went up and I got the tour of the water treatment plant. And while I was up there, John mentioned that there's a tree that's dead and close enough to the generator, among other things, that if it does come that way, it would hit it. And it's something that we should take care of getting taken down before it comes down by itself.
No, it's good to know. We'll definitely contact either Timberwolf or one of the tree services.
Yeah, can we make sure we do that? Because there's also a tree down behind the monument that just came down to the right-hand side.
Yeah, I saw that tree a few weeks ago. And then hopefully we get the grant or any part of the grant, there's going to be a lot of tree removal, all the debris. There's so much debris and many trees down behind the monument. So we should take that big one down now, right? Isn't that what you're saying, Mike? The huge one?
Yeah, I think so. And there's also a tree on the Pine Drive Triangle that's dead, that's just sitting there that has some real problem.
That's an oak blight, and it will pass on to the other trees if we don't get rid of it.
So my suggestion is if we do bring in a tree company, we get them to take care of a bunch of those trees as soon as possible. So
do you think that we need a professional tree company, or is this something Public Works could handle?
No, I think we need a professional on that.
Okay. So
and there's also a tree, a limb on Valley Road that's hanging from the wires.
So you know what, all of you that are mentioning different trees now, can you send your list to Anna? And she'll file it, and then she'll know exactly where to show Timberwolf or whoever comes out.
Also under Public Works, I've noticed a bunch of street lamps are out in town. And I think we should check the street lamps that we have that we know should be functioning, and whichever ones aren't, we need to get them back on again. It's a problem.
That's Jersey Central, isn't it?
I'll ask Greg. Well,
Jersey Central, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a number on each pole, as Kathleen pointed out. But so I think I'll ask Greg, once it starts to get dark, to make a note of each one that's where the light is out, and then we can contact JCP&L and tell them. Okay. Steve. Yeah, anything else?
I was just curious, Steve, what did you think of the water treatment plant and the facilities there?
I was very impressed with it. It's very nice. Really in
it is, isn't it?
Good order. I was actually amazed to see it as clean and neat and squared away as it was.
Isn't it amazing you can live for all these years and not certain things you never think about or pay attention to, and then you see it for the first time, and it's, whoa. I had no idea this was here or how it worked. Okay.
Is he done?
Yeah, I think so. You're done, Steve?
Yeah.
Report. Thank you. Council Member Trammell, Utilities?
We went over the generators already. Everything seems to be pretty good at both plants. And I'm glad Steve got to see the water plants and whatnot. We'll get them over to the wastewater plant as soon as we can, so we can see what that's about. But John is doing a heck of a job. I think Steve sees that now. So not much else going on. We are definitely happening. There's one other thing. There's the pump on well number 3 that bids went out for, and only one result came in. So I'm curious about that. I'd like to see the bid spec, to tell you the truth. I think Carmella came with that. We have to rehabilitate well number 3. That was months ago, and I think only one bid has come in for that. So.
Did you say that, Carmella?
Carmella evaluated it. Is that the only well that we're rehabbing, Joe?
At this point, that's the one that I know of. There's only two wells,
right.
And which is in between them. But there was one that was clunking. So the well number 3 was the one that definitely needed work. Okay. It still works, but we want to get it rehabilitated. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, Councilmember Vroman, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing to report at this time.
So now we come to, I guess, old business. The general was sort of old business also, but is there any old business anyone would like to bring up? Any business we took care of? Now we come to public comment on any item at 7:41 p.m. Anyone from the public would like to comment?
Yes.
Name?
I would.
Name?
Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley. Just wanted to say, with regard to Donna's resignation from the planning board, in the event that you don't have anyone else who's interested, I'd be willing to do it because I would qualify as a historian, as a public official. So just letting you know, in the event, if you have someone else, fine, but if in the event you would like me to, I would do it. Okay.
Anyone else? Is there anybody else out there besides Mike?
No.
Okay, closed public comment at 7:42. Counselor, do we have a need for a closed session? Or anything you'd like to?
Yes, Mayor, we have to discuss USCNG's offer to settle our claim relating to the homestead lien markout.
Okay. Kathleen will read the statement in a moment. Well, let can I have a motion to go into it. A motion to go into closed session?
Wait, I gotta find it.
Don't we have to make a motion first?
Greg, you didn't prepare me for this. I have it every other month, but this time I don't. Let me find it.
I know Cameron called me late this afternoon from Roberts to relay that. So I'm sorry, Kathleen.
Can I have a motion to go into closed session?
You have.
Second.
Who's that, Chad?
Yep.
All right. Okay. I just have to pull it. Just give me a minute. I'm sure they can all see everything I'm doing.
Out of curiosity, did we pay Roberts Engineering? And if we do something about JCP&L, will they compensate us for what we paid them for the additional time and work?
For additional what, Joe?
For the additional time and work because of the markout from JCP, or not JC, BSP. It's time.
Well, Greg will discuss it with us in a minute.
Okay.
What's the procedure for us when we go into closed session in a Zoom meeting?
We're actually going to have to close down. And do I make phone calls, Greg? I mean, we haven't done this.
I can just leave. I can just leave, and it's just a lot. You don't have the problem.
That's what I was going to suggest, yeah.
Yes.
True, but anybody could dial. Okay, he left. But anybody could dial in, so we just have to watch if anybody joins the meeting.
Okay.
Because, it's really...
You can also include a feature at the beginning of the meeting where you can include a waiting room, so the host has to admit you. And then you can just remove everyone else from the meeting so that no one can come in without the host's permission. It's one of the functions at the beginning when you schedule the meeting.
Michael left.
Okay, when you schedule the meeting. I'll have to look into that. All right, so this is going to be resolution 20-100. And who were the two that made a motion?
Me.
And Chad.
And Chad?
Chad.
Okay, whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21st, 1975, permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirements of the Act. And whereas the said act requires that prior to holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the said act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Borough Council as follows. That the next portion of this meeting be held in private session, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed relates to matters, what was it again, Greg?
PSE&G claim.
Claim, okay. And that no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required to the matter. So now I have to do roll call. And Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Etzikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Here.
Okay, so time in is
7:47.
Okay.
Take it away, Greg. Kathleen, can you allow me to show